Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about somebody or a group called Las Patronas. They are the Mexican saints, and they are feeding migrants.
Mm.
So, yes, indeed, this is a group of women in Mexico who are trying to help out people because there are a lot of people traveling through Mexico from Central American countries, and they're trying to head to El Norte, up to the north there to cross the Rio Grande River and go into the United States and look for a better life. And, of course, a lot of them are poor people escaping problems in Honduras and El Salvador.
Guatemala.
Indeed, there are, like, death squads in those countries.
It's terrible.
And there's a lot of violence there. So what they do is they get on trains, and those trains have to go through Mexico and head up north, and they cross through the state of Veracruz in Mexico. And that's where these ladies were one time. We'll read about their story here in just a second. But they actually decided to help out those people who are riding on those trains. They don't have food. They fall off the train sometimes and get injured and stuff like that. So this is definitely a story of people trying to help other people who are less fortunate than they.
Yeah.
So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson for today, and then we'll be right back. In their hometown of La Patrona, Mexico, Norma Romero Vasquez and her sister were waiting for a freight train known as the Beast to go by, so they could cross the tracks and bring their groceries home. However, feeling compassion for the hungry migrants riding on top of the train, the sisters threw them bread and milk. The sisters expected to get in trouble for giving away the family breakfast, but instead, their mother suggested making 30 meals a day for the migrants on the Beast. This act of charity resulted in the creation of a humanitarian organization called Las Patronas. Since the first incident in 1995, the group has provided daily food and water to the strangers passing through their town. Las Patronas is now a group of volunteer women who prepare meals of rice, beans, and tortillas for the thousands of migrants who risk their lives to enter the U.S. in hopes of finding a better life. So far, the organization's daily output has grown from 30 meals to hundreds. These women now distribute food to migrants on trains 2 to 3 times every day. Most of these migrants are fleeing from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. They are headed for the U.S. because of the terrible poverty and violence in Central America. Along their journey, they risk injury or death by falling from the train, in addition to robbery, assault, and murder. Las Patronas gives them not only food, but also comfort and hope. In 2013, Las Patronas earned Mexico's most prestigious human rights award, the Premio Nacional de Derechos Humanos. Las Patronas is also the subject of several documentaries that highlight the work it does. The name Las Patronas also means the patron saints in Spanish, and there could not be a more appropriate name for these extraordinary women.
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about Las Patronas, a group of great women who are kind of acting as saints by taking care of some hungry migrants, people who are leaving their own country and trying to flee to the United States for a better life. Saints, if you see that word saint, it just means someone who is really a good person, kind of holy, is serving God, that sort of thing. And again, a migrant is someone who is moving from their country to another country. We're talking about a hometown of La Patrona, Mexico. Now, I haven't been there yet myself, even though my hometown is in Arizona. It's a state that's right next to Mexico. We get a lot of these people coming in. Norma and her sister, who are waiting for a freight train. If it's a freight train, it's a kind of train that isn't taking people somewhere. It's a train loaded up with goods and products that are being transported from one place to another so they can be sold somewhere. They're waiting for a freight train, and they've named the freight train the Beast. So it must be a big train. And they're waiting for it just to go by so they can cross the railroad tracks and bring their groceries home. So they're loaded up with some groceries. It sounds like they've been to a store or market, bought some stuff, and they're going home. This is how we're setting the scene.
Indeed, that's what happened one day. So, yes, indeed, these two girls had gone to the grocery store or to the market, and the train was passing by. So they were waiting to cross. They had to wait, of course, for the train to pass by before they could cross the tracks and take their groceries home. However, feeling compassion for the hungry migrants riding on top of the train, the sisters threw them bread and milk. So, yes, they were standing there watching the train go by, and they looked up at all these people riding on top of the train. If you've ever seen videos on YouTube of these trains, they're often packed with people on top of them. They're trying to get a ride to the north there, hopefully to cross into the U.S. Not a lot of them make it, and a lot of them get hurt and starve or die or whatever, and they get abused. We'll talk about that later on in the article, but in any case, they were standing there, and they thought, we should give them something to eat. So they were feeling compassion for these migrants. They thought, hey, these are our fellow human beings. Yes, we have our own problems, but they seem to have more problems than us. So let's help them out. The sisters threw them bread and milk. So, yes, bread, of course, is used to make sandwiches or whatever, and they gave them some milk as well, hopefully giving these people some hope and some extra energy to make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, to complete their journey. Now, the sisters expected to get in trouble for giving away the family breakfast, but instead their mother suggested making 30 meals a day for the migrants on the Beast, that train, that freight train that was going by. So it sounds like they have a pretty compassionate mother as well. So instead of getting in trouble, the mom says, hey, let's prepare even more meals and try to help these migrants on the train that passes by.
Indeed. So what happened was their mother suggested making 30 meals a day for them who are riding on the Beast. That's quite a lot of food.
It
so
is.
They must have had a lot of free time on their hands. And my goodness, maybe they were relying on donations from people. Hey, we're trying to help these people out.
Yeah.
We're good people here in Mexico. Let's show that we care. So, hey, can you guys donate some rice or some beans or whatever? So in any case, this act of charity resulted in the creation of a humanitarian organization called Las Patronas. Okay, so this is an act of charity. Charity, of course, is when people help out other people. They volunteer. They can volunteer their time. They can donate money. You can donate food and stuff like that, or you can go down and help them out or something like that. So this is an act of charity, trying to help out poor people or people in need. And this resulted in the creation of this humanitarian organization called Las Patronas. So here, result in means that's what happens because something happened first. Because something happened, it caused something else to happen. So this resulted in the creation. This happened as a result of this act of charity. Hence, the birth of Las Patronas could take place.
Right. So we've got, since this incident happened in 1995, that's when the sisters gave those people on the freight train some food. It was back in 1995. Since then, the group has provided daily food and water to the strangers passing through their town. And I'm sure they've got quite a few people, even more these days, because things have gotten crazy. So they've been busy with their charitable work, you could say. If it's a humanitarian organization, it's some sort of group that cares about humanity, about people, and they're trying to help people in need. Humanitarian groups don't go out and, you know, do things for people that are wealthy or that are, you know, pretty well off. They're helping people who really are either poor or sick, and they need extra help from people. Now, in the second paragraph, it starts out by talking about Las Patronas is now a group of volunteer women who prepare meals of rice, beans, and tortillas for the thousands of migrants who risk their lives to then go to the U.S. They're doing this because they're hoping to arrive in the United States and find a better life. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about where these migrants are coming from. Their countries are all experiencing some difficulties. Now, if you've got people that are preparing food, either in Central or South America, they're going to focus on rice, beans, and tortillas. That's what they eat. This word tortilla is Spanish, so you're not going to say tortilla. It's actually tortilla. And we actually have tortillas here in Taipei. If you go to some of the stores, let's see, like Jason's or Welcome, they'll sell tortillas. They're made out of flour, corn flour, which we call masa, but that's another story. But they're round and flat, have less calories than bread. So sometimes people will want to eat those. I saw in Kentucky Fried Chicken that they're making chicken sandwiches with tortillas now.
Oh, yeah. There is something made with a tortilla there. As you said, you can buy them now in Taipei. They used to be few and far between. You just couldn't find them. People in Taiwan just don't really like Mexican food. And so
they
nowadays,
like it more now than they used to.
It's catching on a little bit. It is quite tasty. But again, these are staples of the Mexican diet, rice, beans, and tortillas. And of course, tortillas are kind of difficult to make, though, so sometimes you can go to a place called a tortilleria to buy a kilo of tortillas or something. Tortilla is from the word torta in Spanish, which means like kind of like a cake or something. So little cakes, tortillas, that's what it means.
Oh, okay.
So these are given to thousands of migrants who risk their lives to enter the U.S. in hopes of finding a better life. So they're risking their lives. I don't think they're necessarily wanting to go to the U.S. only. They might be seeking opportunities in Mexico itself, but I suppose the U.S. offers more opportunities. But they're risking their lives, which means they're taking a chance here. They're putting themselves in danger to get a better situation. Sometimes you risk your life when you try to drive on the streets of Taipei. My goodness, it feels so dangerous sometimes.
It can be, really. You're right. They're not all trying to go to the United States. One of my classmates at Zheng Da was from Belize, and he said he was complaining about the folks from Guatemala trying to sneak in. And he said they had blocked them, banned them.
Well, they're trying to go wherever they can make a living for
themselves. They're trying to get a job, and some of these countries are just in turmoil. So, yeah, I can't blame people for trying to better their lives. So they're willing to actually risk their lives to enter a country that will give them a better life, or at least a chance to have a better life. If you're risking something, you're doing something kind of dangerous, and hopefully you're doing it because if it works out, the reward is worth it. So far, this organization of women who are preparing these meals have a daily output that has grown from 30 meals to hundreds of meals. Your output is how much you produce. We could talk about a factory. What's their daily output? Well, they produce over 100 new cars every day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, their output is to produce hundreds of meals for these folks.
And it's probably still not enough. They probably have to turn people away. But these women now distribute food to migrants on trains 2 to 3 times every day. So that is certainly very admirable. And we'll talk some more about them in just a second. But right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天空格一的这个句子。它写着 However, filling blank one for the hungry migrants riding on top of the train, the sisters threw them bread and milk. 讲到一对姐妹呢，因为对于这些列车顶端上的饥饿移民感到了什么，然后就丢给他们面包跟牛奶。当然是对这些人感到了同情。情跟怜悯，所以第一题我们可以选择一选项 compassion， 也就是有同情跟怜悯的意思。 做了这件事情，第二个空格 The sisters blank too to get in trouble for giving away the family breakfast. 本来要把早餐带回家的，却又送给了别人，所以这一对姐妹呢，就以为自己会惹上麻烦，预期回家会被骂。在这里，主词后面需要一个动词，表示当时预期可能会惹上麻烦，所以第二题可以选择 J 选项 expected， 也就是有预期、预计的意思。第三个空格 This act of charity resulted in the blank three of a humanitarian organization called Las Patronas， 就是因为这样子的善举呢，就促成了这个人道团体的怎么样。正是因为他们的善举就造成了人道团体的创立跟创造。第三题放在 the 后面需要一个名词搭配文意，就选择 I 选项 creation， 在这里有创立的意思。第四个空格 Since the first blank four in 1995， 从1995年的第一次怎么样开始，那么这个团体呢，每天都提供给这些陌生人水跟食物，那么就可以从1995年第一次他们做了这一件事。在英文里面呢，我们可以选择 C 选项的 incident 来表示这个事件，这个发生的经过，所以第四题搭配文意就选择 C incident。接着第五个空格提到 Las Patronas is now a group of blank five women， 那么现在这个慈善团体呢，是由一群怎么样的女性所组成的呢？那么看到后面他有提到他们为他们准备这些食物，然后呢帮助他们过一个比较好的生活，这些都是自愿参加的，所以第五个空格我们可以选择 B 选项 volunteer， 也就是有自愿的意思。第六个空格 These women now blank six food to migrants on trains two to three times every day， 提到呢这些女性呢，她们现在每一天会有二到三次怎么样食物呢给列车上面的移民。主词后面搭配动词，而且是 now 现在式的动词，我们可以搭配文意选择 A 选项的 distribute， 就是有分送配送这些食物给列车上的移民，所以第六题的标准答案就选择 A distribute。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about Las Patronas, and they're preparing hundreds of meals for migrants passing through their town in the state of Veracruz in Mexico, trying to help these people as they head north, preparing to cross the border into the U.S., probably illegally, but we certainly hope that they can better their lives in some way, and these people are trying to help them out. So most of these migrants are fleeing from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Migrant, of course, is somebody who moves from one place to another, usually because they have to work. Oftentimes, they're poor, and they work in agriculture. Honduras, or Honduras, as you say in Espanol, which is a country in Central America. El Salvador is right next to it, and Guatemala is the country right next to Mexico there. Guatemala is known for having a lot of Mayan ruins there. But unfortunately, they have a lot of poor people and a lot of crime and violence and stuff like that. So these people are trying to flee to the U.S. or Mexico itself. But still, in order to do that, you've got to go into Mexico.
Yeah, and if you're fleeing, guys, it means you're leaving very quickly because of some dangerous situation, or maybe there's been a natural disaster and you don't have time to really think about it. You have to run. So they're headed for, that's the direction they're going. They're headed for the U.S. because of the terrible poverty. If there's poverty someplace, the people people are poor. And violence in Central America, too. This is true. Some of the drug wars and the gangs have taken over in some of these places. And it's hard to even find a safe place. Now, violence refers to people who are using physical force to hurt people or to cause damage. Maybe if they're burning down buildings or attacking people, that's violence. So there's a lot of poverty and violence in Central America. And some of these folks just want to escape to a safe place. Now, along their journey, they risk injury or death by falling from the train. Remember, they're not in a nice seat inside the train. No, they're on top of the cars. We call it train cars. They're on top of the cars trying to stay alive that way. In addition, they have to deal with people who try to rob them or assault them or murder them even. If you rob somebody, we use this word to describe someone who is stealing something that doesn't belong to them. And oftentimes when people rob, they're armed with something, a knife, a gun, that they force you to give what you don't want to give to them. If you assault somebody, you're hurting them physically. Maybe you're hitting them, you're kicking them, you're stabbing them, you're shooting them, but they don't die. It's still assault. And murder, of course, you're killing them.
And these are people who are probably in competition with each other to get food and job opportunities. So they probably try to rob from each other. Or I guess criminal gangs might prey on them to steal money from them or to rob them, to assault them, and even to murder them.
Yeah.
But Las Patronas gives them not only food, but also comfort and hope. So I suppose if somebody were nice enough to give you some tortillas and some refried beans or whatever, you might think, hey, there actually are some nice people in the world. It's worth trying. Let's not lose hope for our families and stuff like that. So they continue the trip, etc. Now, back in 2013, which was about, 5 years ago or so, Las Patronas earned Mexico's most prestigious human rights award, the Premio Nacional de Derechos Humanos. Okay, so prestigious means it's very well known, it's very famous, and if you win this award, you're really something, and you probably get some more help from somebody else, so it's prestigious. And, of course, it's called the Premio Nacional de Derechos Humanos. Premio means prize. Nacional means national. Derechos means rights. Humanos means human. So human rights, the award for human rights.
So Las Patronas is also the subject of several documentaries. A documentary is a film that is based on fact. So it should be mostly true. We have movies that are based on a true story, but a documentary should be based on facts as much as possible. So these documentaries or films highlight the work that this group does, Las Patronas. The name Las Patronas also means the patron saints. Now, if you don't know this already, we'll tell you, a lot of the Latin people in America, in Central America, South America, they are Catholic. They're Christian, but especially they belong to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has a lot of patron saints. A patron saint is someone who lived a good life, and after they died, they were made a saint, almost kind of like, you know, an angel or somebody who has a really good life. So after they die, they bless people who light candles for them or pray to these saints. A lot of Spanish-speaking people who are Catholics will wear chains with little medallions, little circles with that saint's picture on it. They feel like the saint will protect them if they pray to that saint. And there are lots of different kinds of saints. There's some saints who protect, sailors. There are some saints who protect the lost and wounded. There are just lots of different patron saints. So that's what it means in Spanish. And it says here, there could not be a more appropriate name for these extraordinary women because they're still alive. They haven't died, but you could say they're saints because they're doing really wonderful Christian deeds for these people who are just trying to escape a really sad life and have a better life.
That's exactly right. So we're describing them as being extraordinary. You could also hear this word pronounced as extraordinary.
True, yeah.
But extraordinary. extraordinary seems to be the fancy way to pronounce it, the cool way to pronounce it. So most people say it that way, and you better say it that way too. extraordinary. So, which basically means they're very remarkable. They stand out from the crowd. They're very, very special, and they are deserving of our admiration and our respect.
Oh, yeah. You know, this word is funny to me because I have heard it pronounced extraordinary. And when I was young, I used to think, well, being ordinary is not that great. It's putong, right? Why would you want to be even more ordinary?
Right.
So, it's, for me, it was almost like you're saying you're even more ordinary, more common. Who cares? I want to be special. Yeah, I have heard it pronounced that way, too.
I think extra kind of also means like outside of something.
Could be.
So,
yep,
not
yep.
ordinary.
Not
you could
ordinary.
Say it that way, like extraterrestrial.
True.
Outside of the Earth.
The aliens.
Aliens,
yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
So, but extra does have that meaning in English also means in addition to. So extraordinary?
Yeah.
Wow. Who wants to be double ordinary? That sounds weird.
Well, as a kid, that's what my brain taught me. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to be extraordinary, but I do want to be extraordinary. These women are doing a lot of good work. There's so many places around the earth that we need some of these saints to go and help out. So if you can do your part and help people, even in your own neighborhood, you're doing your bit to help the world. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着我们来看到这里面呢，第三段提到这些移民其实他们都是逃难的。第七个句子提到 They are headed for the U.S. because of the terrible blank 7 and violence in Central America. 他们其实会逃向美国，正是因为呢，在中美洲有这些呢非常可怕的什么以及暴力。第七个需要填一个名词，搭配文意，我们可以选择 H 选项的 poverty， 也就是有贫困、贫穷的意思。第八个空格的句子写着 In 2013, Las Patronas blank 8, Mexico's most prestigious human rights award. 在2013年呢，这个团体怎么样？墨西哥最具盛名的一个呢人权团体奖。那么在这里搭配动词，它赢得了这样子的奖项。那么我们就可以选择 F 选项的 earned， 也就是有赚取跟赢得的意思。第九个空格的句子写着 Las Patronas is also the subject of several documentaries that blank nine the work it does. 在这里提到呢，这个慈善团体同时也是数个 documentaries 纪录片的主题，而这些纪录片 that是后面的主词，纪录片就是要凸显，要来呢说明他所做的这些善事。所以第九题搭配动词来修饰前面的这个复数的名词，我们就用 highlight G 选项，有凸显、彰显的意思。最后一句这里提到呢，其实这个 Las Patronas 是从西班牙文的这个守护圣人所改来的。那么后面就提到 And there could not be a more blank 10 name for this extraordinary women. 而这样子的名字呢，对这些非凡的女性来讲，也不会找到一个更怎么样的名字了。第十题我们可以选择 D 选项 appropriate， 你找不到一个更适合他们的这样子的名称了。第十题我们就选择 D appropriate。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to our program, and we hope you've learned a lot about this group of extraordinary women from Mexico helping out migrants as they try to seek a better life for themselves and their families.
Yeah.
From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.